WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission took a 4-hour road trip yesterday around the city. Development manager Cody Kravitz says two stops on Bryan's west side are new apartment complexes.
We have a very important piece coming in out there. It's called the Ranch at Turkey Creek. It is our first residential development along 47 and in the bio corridor. So we're hoping this starts some good things out there. Very, very excited about that. To the east of the Stella, we have a new apartment complex coming in off Atlas Pear. That'll be a 260-unit apartment complex with, you know, luxury living and top-end amenities.
The tour also included capital improvement projects from the city and seeing progress of Bryan School District construction projects. Earlier this week, the Texas House delayed action on a bill allowing the use of a pesticide to kill feral hogs. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station explained why he was present but did not vote on HB 3451.
I was for the bill, and the reason I voted present was because I had the privilege and honor to be in the chair during that debate. You know, it's fun to be speaker for a moment, but when it gets tight, I'm glad he always comes out to take the brunt of the problems.
The delay, approved by a margin of 128-13, requires further academic or policy scrutiny on the poison's effects on hogs, property owners, hunters, and the environment. 20 school superintendents from rural districts around Texas have completed their work as part of a task force appointed last October by the state's education commissioner. Snook Superintendent Brenda Kirknock represented the Brazos Valley's Education Service Center region, where most of the 58 districts are considered rural. She says two of the biggest issues are teacher recruitment and retention.
Obviously, rural school districts do not pay at the level that urban school districts pay. It's one thing, but a lot of young people coming out want to be in an urban area more than they want to be in a rural setting, merely because there's more of a social atmosphere in that urban setting for them.
Kirknock says obstacles in keeping young teachers in rural districts includes opportunities to grow. She says Snook ISD will investigate becoming a district of innovation, which gives them more options once the district meets state academic standards. We are approaching the 100th day of Donald Trump's presidency. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, during his town hall broadcast on WTAW last night, was asked about Trump's performance given no major legislation was passed.
The rollout of the first refugee executive order was a disaster. He's done some things with respect to, you know, trying to insist on a wall that bothers me a little bit, and some of his tweets have not been necessary, and there seems to be distraction with the whole Russian mess. But other than health care, I think the first 100 days is not in bad shape.
You can hear last night's program online at WTAW.com. Nonprofit organizations who receive state and or federal funding are watching very closely what's happening in Austin and Washington, D.C.
What a lot of people don't realize that should that funding dry up, it's significantly going to impact the Brazos Valley.
Chris Dyer of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley says grant money to local groups comes from three primary sources. One works with libraries and museums. The others are the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
PCs, Macs, tablets.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom White Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra, expires 5/1/17, stock number 6.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for 6 nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 6th features this year's Voters' Choice Contest winner, Randy Pavlock, in 24/7. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed, and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 6th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Through today, it's breezy and warm with a mixture of clouds and sun. High temperature about 85 degrees. Some clouds moving back in tonight, low to mid-60s, maybe a shower late. Chance of a shower Saturday morning. Then clouds and sun, breezy and cooler, only between 70 and 75. Fair weather at night, down between 50 and 55, and mostly sunny, breezy, and 75 on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the upcoming series facing the A&M baseball and softball teams this weekend. Meanwhile, the Astros and the Rangers took the field last night, both teams earning a W. And in the NBA playoffs, the Grizzlies pulled within one game of the Spurs after their win in Game 3 of the Western Conference Series. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you getting sick?
Maybe. My voice sounds delightfully low.
Well, that's good, I guess. But nothing like getting sick on the weekend.
Yeah, I know, right?
Can't beat that.
Couldn't have happened on Tuesday or something?
No, nope, it's it. Happy San Jacinto Day, everybody.
Woohoo!
It was on this date that we won our independence.
Yeah.
And in many ways, it's gone to hell in a handbasket since then. We should have just stayed an independent country.
Wouldn't
have to deal with all those crazies up in Washington as equals. Or the other 49 states is somehow thinking they're equal.
Yeah.
Somebody from New Hampshire tells us they're better than we are. Come on. Give me a break. And for people like me who weren't born here but got here as fast as we could, we're glad to be Texans.
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do is live someplace else for a while and you'll go.
Takes about 2 weeks.
Yeah, I understand. Mm-hmm. I think I want to come back. Well, you know, because we can always travel. If we want to see prettier oceans, we can go and see those prettier oceans.
Exactly.
And mountains and things like that. But we come back to Texas.
We get to come back here. Yeah.
And, of course, it's special here because we have the biggest muster here.
Yes.
But there's musters all over the world today. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you remember, I don't know, it was a few months ago, this guy named Abraham Prevenchal, and you wouldn't necessarily remember his name, but he was the guy.
How could you forget a name like that?
That's true. We're just going to call him Abe.
Okay.
How did Abraham get with that last name? But anyway, Abe spent a week inside a rock. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
2 weeks.
The artist.
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, yes. He is.
Indeed.
And he's French. He also spent 2 weeks inside a bear sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Word from Paris is he has succeeded in hatching chicken eggs after incubating them for 3 weeks. Now,
like he laid on them?
Well, see, yes, that's the thing. It's not like, you know, I think many of us did that in school. You know, you take the little and the little light bulb.
My brother brought a chicken home.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Made it a pet or what?
Until the dog got a hold of it.
Oh, that was a sad day. Oh. Yeah. Well, animals be animals, right? Anyway, so Abe embarked on his latest project in late March of imitating a mother hen by incubating some 10 eggs with his own body heat inside a glass case.
This is bizarre. That means he was naked. He had to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Gross.
At the Paris Palais de Tokyo Contemporary Art Museum. Well, if it's in Paris, why does it say Tokyo even in the name? But anyway, Contemporary Museum.
Sponsor.
Yeah, that's it. At the time, he had estimated it would take 21 to 26 days for the eggs to hatch. And the first did so on Tuesday. Oh, frabjous day, Kalukale. I can't imagine.
Is he going to baby bird feed them?
Well, oh, yeah. Chew up some worms spit them in their little mouth. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Spokesperson for the museum said on Thursday, 9 had hatched, and the eggs were now, little chicks, I guess, were now on their way to a farm. For the endeavor, Abe sat on a chair, wrapped in an insulated blanket over a container with the eggs. He could leave a seat for no more than 30 minutes a day for meals. Earlier this year, he spent a week inside a block of stone.
So it's like, what are you doing with your life? I'm hatching eggs.
He would have lost all his friends, but turns out he didn't have any to begin with.
Yeah, there is a picture.
That's why he had to hatch the chickens.
Yeah, he needed company.
There is a picture of him. He does seem to be clothed, thank goodness. But, you know, oh, my God, they wasted, like, 5 pictures on this guy.
We just wasted 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, here's the deal. To what end is he doing this? Art's supposed to have some sort of commentary, usually.
Yeah, so a station in a medium-sized city in central Texas would mention him?
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is.
Info?
Mation.
I mean, would you want to be in that negotiation? Okay, yes, I'll sit on these eggs in your museum, and you have to pay me, you know, X number of dollars.
No.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch April on web stream for 2 months.
That's what I'm thinking.
Me too, and I didn't even do that.
Yeah. Anyway, way to go, Abe. That's great.
Stop by WC Tractor and Bryan this Saturday from 8 to 3 and demo one of Kubota's versatile tractors, residential or commercial mowers, utility vehicles, and more. Take advantage of one-day-only pricing. Talk to Kubota factory reps and register to win a Commander mower. No purchase necessary. Only available at WC Tractor's Bryan location. See store for details. See you this Saturday at WC Tractor and Bryan, Earl Rudder Freeway at the Tabor Road exit, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Wait, you were supposed to say about something else there.
Go. Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured. And our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper. Guaranteed.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:17. Oh, it's the weekend. Ah, we looked up and it's the weekend. It's kindergarten day. Okay, most of us did that.
I did that.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's surprise drug test day because it's the day after
4:20.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of an urban legend, mm-hmm. But anyway, it's the Queen's birthday.
Okay.
You know, we talked about that. How they have. You know, the real birthday, and then they...
Oh, like a havesy birthday.
Exactly. Yeah. Then they well, they wait until the weather's nice.
The weather's nice to throw the party.
Yep,
exactly. QE2.
Yeah. So, sure. Yeah.
So, is it her real birthday?
Yeah, this is the real one,
okay.
I think. She's
91.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, she's been
get it, girl.
You bet. It's Day of Silence Day. Okay, we did that. Now that we've celebrated that. And,
we didn't even plan that.
Yeah, it's chocolate. Yeah, that worked well, didn't it? It's chocolate-covered cashew nut day.
Ooh, I like that.
Have you ever thought about how you cannot buy cashews in the shell?
Oh, really? Yeah.
I haven't thought about it until now.
Okay, well, it turns out that the cashew shell is toxic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, then I'm glad that...
Yes, that's exactly right.
They don't even give you the option
to
poison yourself.
How do we ever find out the thing inside is delicious?
Yeah, you know, that's an excellent
good
question.
Point.
Yeah, how did we get there? All right, birthdays.
We got lots of birthdays this whole weekend, so I'm going to kind of try to burn through them here.
Okay.
Tony Romo.
Hey,
37.
TV guy.
New
now.
TV guy. Yeah,
new
that's right.
TV guy.
James McAvoy is 38. He's recently been Professor X in the X-Men movies. He's done a good job there.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Riggle is 47. He's pretty funny.
Daily Show.
Mm-hmm. Nicole Sullivan used to be on Mad TV and King of Queens. She's 47 today.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Andy McDowell, 59.
Okay.
From Groundhog Day and Four Weddings and a Funeral. Brutus the Barber Beefcake from the WWE.
Oh,
well, back when it was the WWF.
Beefcake.
Of course. Of
that's
course.
Right. He was he's 60. Actually, his career was cut short by a freak accident when an out-of-control parasailer crashed at full speed with her knees into his face.
Of course.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yeah.
What a horrible way to go.
Well, he didn't die.
Yeah. I know, but
yeah.
still.
Yeah.
Now, see, and they don't do anything like that now.
I know, right?
All right.
Tony Danza, the boss himself.
You know, I went... The last Broadway play I went to, he was in.
Uh-huh.
Really?
That was a waste of money.
No.
I spent $100 to watch this guy.
Yeah. He's 66 today.
Right.
Gary Condit is 69.
Oh, wow. Talk about a name out of the past.
That's right.
Okay.
Iggy Pop is 70.
Iggy Pop's famous quote, he said, I asked my father, will you miss me? He said, not if I aim carefully.
Charles Grodin is 82.
He's a funny guy sometimes.
He is. He's kind of a lovable curmudgeon.
There you are.
And, of course, QE2, 91.
All right. Tomorrow, of course, is Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Marconi Day. Yeah, we kind of dig that.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's important to what we do.
Yeah.
National Jelly Bean Day.
Oh, okay.
And... I don't know. This may be making a comeback. National Record Store Day.
All right.
Used to be a deal like 5-6 years ago, the whole idea to get people to actually go back to record stores. But the thing is, most record stores have closed, so there aren't very many of them anymore. So anyhow, National Record Day, that's tomorrow. Thinking about going and buying some vinyl if you want to do that kind of thing.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Then birthdays.
Let's see. Amber Heard. She was in the news earlier this week, wasn't she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's, her new boyfriend is Elon Musk.
That's correct. Right.
I hate I remember
she's,
that.
She's 31. I think we did that yesterday, so
yeah,
don't feel
it.
Too bad about
okay,
remembering.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Gemma Whalen is 36, plays Yara Greyjoy on Soap Opera with Swords.
Sure.
Daniel Johns is 38, lead singer of Silverchair, and he's fantastic, does some great music.
Okay.
Sherry Shepherd is 50, used to be on The View in 30 Rock. Cheryl Lee is 50. She was Laura Palmer herself on Twin Peaks.
Wow. Waiting for somebody I've heard of.
Okay. What about Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
No.
Oh, he plays Negan on...
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, see, so that's...
Oh, okay, yeah.
None of these people have been on Grey's.
Well, Jeffrey Dean Morgan was.
Yeah.
What was Denny?
Oh.
He was Denny.
Yes, of course.
He's 51 today. Byron Allen... comedian and talk show host is 56. Ryan Stiles used to be on Whose Line Is It Anyway in the Drew Carey Show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Funny guy.
He's 58. Yep. Peter Frampton.
Hey, I've heard of him.
There you go. Okay. He's 67.
Right.
Jack Nicholson is 80.
Oh, all right.
Pretty cool.
Wow. Good.
Glenn Campbell is 81.
Okay.
Now you're hearing, you know all of them.
Yep.
And Charlotte Ray. She was Mrs. Garrett in different... Different Strokes. She's 91. Yeah. Or Facts of Life, rather.
Okay. And actually, today is one of my favorite singers' birthdays. His name is Paul Carrack, and you may not know him, but he was a singer of Mike and the Mechanics.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And if you know the song In the Living Years, which is a pretty spectacular song, every parent ought to listen to that. So actually, every parent and child ought to sit down together and listen to it. He was the singer there. All right. John Waters is 71.
Wow.
Did we know that? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, filmmaker.
And was that Saturday?
Yes.
Sunday. Take a Chance Day. I don't know what that means.
It means take a chance.
Okay. Talk Like Shakespeare Day. How do we know?
Oh,
we have a recording.
Right.
It's Cherry Cheesecake Day.
Ooh, I can get on board with that.
Yeah, that's okay. National Picnic Day.
Ooh, have a picnic. Have a cheesecake on your picnic.
Yeah, Home Run Day because Hank Aaron hit his first home run in 1954.
First of many.
Exactly. Well, go back real quickly. Today is the anniversary in 1954 of a guy named Hoyt Wilhelm, who was a baseball player. His first at-bat in the major leagues, he hit a home run.
Nice.
Wow.
He batted more than 1,000 times for the rest of his career and never hit another.
Oh, wow.
True story. All right, birthdays.
Set the bar too high.
Yeah, on Sunday.
All right, birthdays on Sunday. Dev Patel is 27, kid from Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jamie King is 38. She's been in some movies like, what was that? Pearl Harbor. That's what it was.
Okay.
And Bulletproof Monk and a couple other things. Cal Penn is 40. He was Kumar and Harold and Kumar.
Oh, man.
Currently is plays the press secretary on Designated Survivor.
Correct.
And he's great. He does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
John Oliver is 40
from
The Daily Show and now his own show.
Last Week Tonight. Right?
That's right. John Cena is 40.
Hey, WWE. We know.
Yeah.
Cena.
Yeah.
Exactly. I almost thought about saying Cena.
Yeah. Because, I wouldn't remember anyway.
George Lopez is 56.
Oh, man.
Valerie.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
I know. He had that show, and then he just kind of
just
fell
gone.
Off.
Yep.
Valerie Bertinelli is 57.
Oh, yeah. That's Wolfie's mom.
Yeah, Lifetime's moneymaker there, definitely.
Okay, yeah.
Michael Moore is 63.
Weird.
Yeah. Joyce DeWitt is 68, played Janet on Three's Company.
Okay.
Lee Majors, 78.
Hey, $6 million man.
That's right.
Yeah. Lives in Houston now.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. And Alan Oppenheimer is 87, was Dr. Rudy Wells on The Bionic Woman and $6 Million Man, and the voice of Skeletor from the old school He-Man
cartoon. Yeah. All right. 624.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
The U.S. military dropped the largest non-nuclear bomb on ISIS fighters. Now, the bomb nicknamed Mother of All Bombs, MOAB, killed at least 90 ISIS fighters at a base in Afghanistan. And, of course, without failure, well, this news, of course, sent the mainstream Stop Trump at All Costs media into a tailspin. According to the Gateway Pundit, when linking to an article on the bomb strike, the L.A. Times seemed to question why the Pentagon would use the bomb to take out ISIS fighters. And the paper tweeted, Moab drop. Not immediately clear why Pentagon used 11-ton bomb against group that uses suicide bombers and AK-47s. Well, maybe it's because they use suicide bombers and AK-47s. And then CNBC tweeted out an article about ISIS calling Trump an idiot and asked their Twitter followers if they agreed with ISIS.
Really?
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. President Trump is telling the Commerce Department to expedite an investigation into whether steel imports are jeopardizing U.S. national security. Trump says it's not an area where we can afford to become dependent on other countries. Executives from U.S. steelmakers who support the review stood behind Trump as he signed a memo directing Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to return recommendations in the very, very near future. Tesla has issued a voluntary global recall for some of its Model S and Model X cars to fix a problem with the parking brake. The electric car maker says about 2% of 53,000 vehicles are affected, but all of those cars are being recalled. Tesla said it had no reports of accidents or injuries related to the brake issue. Leftover toys spoiled the debut of Mattel's new CEO. The toy maker's sales plunged 15% in the first quarter as retailers delayed buying new products until they cleared inventory left from a weak holiday season. On Wall Street, futures are a little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The word on the street says we're in for an economic boom, so don't let your business get left behind. If you've been putting off building, now is the time to call General Steel. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price if you call now. For example, a 40 by 60 foot building is still less than $25,000. Even an 80 by 150 foot building is under $99,000.
Imagine 12,000 square feet for under $99,000.
This building is designed for your needs, no wasted space. And you get the General's quality and 50-year structural warranty at a price you can afford. You can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction by calling General Steel today. As much as half. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great. Call now. 866-95-STEEL. It's not too late. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Allen Academy and Folds of Honor invite you to the Cadet Golf Classic and Patriot Dinner, hosted at Miramont Country Club on Sunday, April 30th and Monday, May 1st. The Cadet Golf Classic is an 18-hole, four-man, wingman scramble designed to raise scholarship funds for the families of fallen and disabled veterans through the Folds of Honor, as well as financially support Allen Academy, an independent school in Bryan. For more information or to register for the Cadet Golf Classic and Patriot Dinner, please visit thecadet.org or like us on Facebook at The Cadet BCS.
Well, tradition is a very strong thing, especially here in Aggieland, but this may not be a tradition that you'd want to happen to you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. So, a guy in London named Tim Burrows was at a music festival back in 2003 when he lost his wallet. It never turned up, and obviously, he'd moved on. But earlier this week, Tim got a Facebook message from a random guy named Giles who wrote, quote, "Did you lose a wallet at a music festival once?" Tim, of course, said that he had. And Giles told him that he and his friends found it. They stole the $13 that was in it, and they used it to buy hard cider. Then they felt guilty about it, so they decided to hold a cider drinking contest in Tim's honor called the Timothy Burrows Drinking Challenge. And they've been holding that event every single year since. Now, That's a strange tradition. Apparently, the rules are simple. Teams of five people have a gallon of hard cider, and they have to chug it as quickly as possible. Maybe not the smartest game. Now that Giles is in touch with Tim, he offered to repay him the $13 they took, but there's no word if Tim's going to attend the 14th annual event that's named after him that he never even knew about. It's got to be strange to find out about a drinking contest that's been named after you that's been going on for 13 years. Good luck, Tim. Don't forget, if you want to catch up on all the bits of info in the past, just go to the website WTAW. They're all logged on there for you. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
At least ought to get swag, free T-shirt or something, right? All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Could be warm today, maybe 87 or so, and a little windy. Winds out of the south at 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. 50-50 chance of some showers tonight. If so, they'll be late in the evening after 10 o'clock, and we'll down to 65. Not going to have a lot of sunshine tomorrow, but the temps will be okay, 73 probably, and winds will be out of the north then, 10 to 15 miles an hour, and gusting up as high as 20. Then Sunday looks to be a pretty spectacular day, really. 73 for a high temperature on Sunday, and the winds will still be northerly. Maybe a little bit breezy, but it's all right. And we're back up to 80 on Monday, and not wasting any time, back up to 87, they're telling us, on Tuesday. Currently winds out of the south at 8. Overcast skies, we've got 70.
How you deal with failure will help or hurt your ability to deal with success. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
No one likes to fail, but you can make it easier on yourself.
By focusing less on the person than on the process. You know, success and failure, they're not something that you are, they're something that happened.
Megan McArdle, author of the book, The Upside of Down.
You look at someone like Steven Spielberg, who's one of the best filmmakers in the world, made a really terrible movie called 1941 that just bombed at the box office. He felt just as bad about that as we feel about the things that happen in our life, and he was Steven Spielberg. There's no way to say, oh, well, I just won't feel bad about it, because that's not how human beings are built. But you can focus on the future.
The way to overcome failure, in fact, the only way to overcome failure, says Megan, is to keep moving forward.
It is less important to focus on exactly what you're going to do and have a master plan with 80 steps, because frankly, like all other plans, when they meet contact with reality, they're probably not going to be exactly the way you plan it out. Get out of your house, make connections, because every time you leave the house and do something, you are creating an opportunity for something to happen.
There's no magic skill for absorbing failure and feeling good about it.
Most people who've had these experiences can tell you the same thing. They've spent some time making some big mistakes after they'd failed because it felt so bad. But then they got over it, and it wasn't just because they're special people. It was because they forced themselves to think about going forward instead of what they lost and the mistakes that they had made.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. More than 30 questions were fielded by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan last night during his third town hall meeting, which was on WTAW in his Facebook live feed. When Flores was asked what concessions he is willing to make to reach bipartisan agreements on health care and immigration reform, he says his votes reflect the center-right majority of his district.
I think based on my conversations with the more left-leaning parts of this district, and I don't mean that pejoratively, we agree on how to deal with the folks who are here illegally. We agree on how to deal with the Dreamers. customers. We agree generally we don't want to build a wall across all of Texas. We agree that basic research funding is a good place to spend federal tax dollars.
For the first 100 days of the Trump administration, Flores was most disappointed with not getting health care reform. But he says the repeal of federal regulations has been remarkable.
We've changed the face of the regulatory regime in Washington, and it's much more of a proper balance between growth and protection.
You can hear last night's remarks online at WTAW.com. The idea in Washington of capping charitable contributions scares nonprofits. The CEO of the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley, Chris Dyer, says it's a double whammy as future funding on the local, state, and federal levels are in jeopardy.
I would think that you know, regardless of where you fall on governmental support for the arts or social services, it's a no-brainer to go for this tax incentive for donors, regardless of where your political affiliations lie, because it's just, you know, it's good for the individual.
With the priority on working with 65 organizations throughout the Brazos Valley, Dyer says the Arts Council also has to think about its operation, which includes a future move from office space that is owned by the city of College Station.
We're not going to tax the community more. We're going to look at what can the market bear, and it'll change our time frame or whatever. You know, we want to make sure that what we do doesn't stress the community even more or have our groups suffer.
Dyer says grant money to local groups comes from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the National Endowment for the Arts, and an organization that works with libraries and museums. A special meeting of the Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission took members on the road. Development manager Cody Kravitz says they spent 4 hours touring sites of new and future major construction projects, including land being cleared for the extension of University Drive East past Boonville Road.
That also entails that Oakmont area. We have a 256-unit apartment complex with garages and top-end amenities in that area.
Kravitz on WTAW's The Infomaniacs also gave an update on two more hotels.
The Hilton, going to begin construction on a new hotel off Austin's Colony. This will be their True by Hilton flag. The Hyatt House is progressing nicely at Target Center.
In the downtown area at the 23rd and Main roundabout, a 30,000 square foot residential and retail complex is in the planning stages.
Where the old Court Saddlery used to be.
Okay.
First floor will be retail commercial, and then two floors above it of loft or apartment living.
The tour also made stops at Bryan City and school district construction sites. The attempt in the Texas House to bring back ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft to the capital city went longer than expected for Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station.
The premise was fix a patchwork system across the state, making it one way to run Uber across the state or any ride-share program. And there's a lot of debates and amendments tried to add on, trying to work on some things that weren't germane that slowed us down a little bit.
Cassell, speaking on WTAW, considers ride-sharing legislation important to economic development and travel and tourism.
When people travel to Texas to spend money, vacation, or come for a sporting event, or you know, Austin South by Southwest, those people get off the plane and they have an Uber app and they want to get an Uber and get to their hotel and get to their venue.
Cassell says there is language in HB 100 to ensure passengers are safe when using ride-sharing companies. The Texas House has approved a bill seeking to raise from 17 to 18 the age at which offenders automatically enter Texas's adult legal system. Yesterday's vote sends the proposal to the Senate, where the upper chamber's version of the bill is pending in a committee. Past efforts to raise the age stalled in Texas, which leads the nation in executions and relishes its tough-on-crime reputation. But this session's House bill passed relatively easily, endorsed by youth organizations and criminal justice reform groups, as well as conservatives who want Texas to cut the costs of its prisons. While the House is not expected to cost the state money in its 2018 to 2019 budget, but eventually could cost at least $35 million a year. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner has announced unanimous passage of two bills he wrote that he says would increase quality of care standards for seniors and other vulnerable Texans in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. SB 932 and 933 directs the state to develop progressive sanctions based on the scope and severity of violations, with increased financial penalties for the most serious violations. And federal judges have again found that Texas racially gerrymandered voting maps to weaken the growing electoral power of minorities. Today's ruling over Republican-drawn legislative maps comes after the same court in March found evidence of Texas also violating the Federal Voting Rights Act when carving new congressional districts. The 2-1 ruling by the federal panel in San Antonio found that Texas tried to intentionally weaken the influence of minorities by wasting Latino votes around Dallas, Houston, and other areas across the state. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It's 70 degrees. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Please join us for an open house and ribbon cutting on Wednesday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. Tour our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility designed to help your family smile again. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit take5oilchange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra, expires 5/1/17, stock number 60215.
Good morning, 6:43, doing the weather, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Through today, it's breezy and warm with a mixture of clouds and sun, high temperature about 85 degrees. Some clouds moving back in tonight, low to mid-60s, maybe a shower late. Chance of a shower Saturday morning, then clouds and sun, breezy and cooler, only between 70 and 75. Fair weather at night, down between 50 and 55, and mostly sunny, breezy, and 75 on Sunday. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from the coaches and players on A&M's big weekend as the baseball and softball teams begin three-game series. Meanwhile, the A&M women's and men's and women's golf teams head to their respective SEC championships this weekend as well. And we'll recap last night's Major League Baseball games and the Spurs loss to the Grizzlies in the NBA playoffs. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, leader of the free world been active, has he?
Just a little.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
So yesterday, and I'm not sure what he's referring to, but he does say failing New York Times, which has been calling me wrong for 2 years, just got caught in a big lie concerning the New England Patriots' visit to the White House.
Fake news. Fake news.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what they reported, but okay. He wasn't happy about it.
It was something like they said, a record number of people didn't attend. A record number of the Patriots didn't attend the White House, but that wasn't
true.
Well, just an hour ago, he tweeted, another terrorist attack in Paris. The people of France will not take much more of this. Will have a big effect on presidential election. And then just after that, he said, no matter how much I accomplish during the ridiculous standard of the first 100 days, and it has been a lot, including South Carolina, media will kill.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where we are this morning.
Well, and, you know, and Congressman Flores mentioned, what was the tweet right before this one? Oh, about the Paris attack.
And he was,
I think, really correct in the situation that, you know, Europe has opened their doors to everybody. Germany marched, you know, tons of people through there. Well, there's some bad folks in there. Bad hombres.
Right.
How's that?
Bad hombres.
Every once in a while, you put enough people through there, there are going to be people who don't have the best interests of your country at heart.
Right.
And so, you know, sorry that that situation happened. And I don't know how long that person has been in France, but it sets up an environment for that.
Yeah.
CNN reports the Justice Department preparing charges against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. See how that works out. Sources tell CNN that prosecutors have found a way to move forward after trying to figure out whether the First Amendment protected Assange from prosecution. You know, he's been hanging out for over in Europe. Nancy Pelosi, talking to Evan Smith yesterday. He's the CEO of the Texas Tribune. She was in Austin, I think. She thinks that Democrats can win House control back in 2018. When asked by Evan Smith, she said, yes, indeed, alluding to the increased energy on the left. Nancy, the energy on the left likes Bernie Sanders, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't know that they like anybody else. I mean, we're Republican or Democrat. It seems like everybody's having a love fest for Bernie because he'll be almost 80 if he wants to run for president.
Right.
And I know that millennials want to vote for an 80-year-old.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
Well, they like him because he gives us free stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like vintage, and vintage is cool.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so that's what she says. The guy who ran for head of the Democrat National Committee and didn't get it, he lost. His name is Keith Ellison. But, of course, Democrats being where they are, where everybody gets a green ribbon, he's not director. They made him deputy director. You get to be second, okay?
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
We'll give you a title.
Yeah. Raised a few eyebrows when he said former President Barack Obama partially to blame for the Democrats' poor showing in the polls in 2016.
Interesting.
Wow. You throw the former president under the bus politically. That's not good. So, yeah, we're way behind time, but I don't know if you saw that Arkansas executed somebody late last night.
Yes, they did.
Ooh. Carried out their first execution in more than a decade after the Supreme Court, in a last-minute series of orders, rejected the request. Arkansas wants to carry out three more executions next week because, well, the expiration date on their lethal drugs is running out.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're doing. That.
And they, it's wasting money.
Exactly.
If you don't
use it. They need to take a lesson from us.
I'm from Texas. In Texas, we have the death penalty, and we use it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Here he goes. Ron White.
That's right. If you come to Texas and kill somebody, we will kill you back.
other states are trying to abolish it, and we're putting in an express lane.
Exactly. And so, of course, to help us out with that, the Texas Tribune lets us know that Texas has 18 doses of lethal injection drugs in stock, ready to move
right now.
And they said, starting today, we're going to be keeping track of the supply. Just letting you know, because we'd hate for that stuff to happen here. All right, who wants to be next? This stuff is going to expire tomorrow.
Yep, let's go.
Taking volunteers.
648.
This is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 22nd, learn about integrated pest management for the garden. There are good and bad insects in the garden. Come learn how to promote the good ones and control the bad ones this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of us are willing to spend a certain number of dollars on our hobby of gardening. The more we can get for those dollars, however, the happier we are as gardeners. I have some ways you can conserve your money without compromising the results you get while you're out there gardening. Protect your gardening investment. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or call during the week, 800-752-GROW. Speaking of protecting your gardening investment, you want to protect all of your spring plantings, new and old alike, from the ravages of a Texas summertime. Here we are on the edge of another one. Just a few cents worth of water can save trees and shrubs that cost dozens, if not hundreds or thousands of dollars. Learn to recognize early signs of drought and then step to your plant's rescue before they reach the permanent wilting point. That is, the point beyond which they can't recover, even with deep watering. Slow, deep soakings are usually best. Above all, don't ever water by the clock. Plants will dry out at varying rates. You may be watering on 3-day increments in the heat of the summer and once every week or two in late spring or fall, maybe not at all over the wintertime. It all depends. You want to boost your lawn into really active growth. By this time of spring, St. Augustine and Bermuda should be growing at their best paces of the year. Both of these are warm season grasses, which means they're happiest in the 80-plus temperatures that we're seeing now. You can put that active growth to work for you by making sure you have the turf adequately fed with a quality high nitrogen or all nitrogen slow-release fertilizer. In fact, rather than spending dozens of dollars on various types of weed killers, invest instead in a couple of bags of quality lawn food, and a lot of the weeds will go away. Vigorous turf that is properly fed, adequately watered, and mowed frequently will crowd out almost all weeds. Then, if a few persist, you can buy the appropriate herbicide. Now, similar advice goes with pest control. Not every insect is damaging. Those types that are damaging may not be present in large quantities. However, you need to have all of your trees and shrubs properly identified first so you can more quickly identify any problems that begin to arise. Insects and diseases you see are generally common only to a specific plant or small group of closer related plants. If the numbers of insects and the amount of disease seem to be threatening to those plants, use the best available effective control. It may be organic, I'll give you that, but it also may be inorganic. Whichever it needs to be effective, that's the one you want to use. You need to ask the nurseryman before you plunk your money down, how effective is this control? Will it kill all of them, or am I going to have to retreat several times? Perhaps most important of all, though, learn to read your plants. They'll give you early indications of problems that may be arising. Step to their rescue then before things get out of hand. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team is looking for their fourth consecutive SEC Series victory as the Maroon and White host the Tennessee Volunteers for a three-game series on Olsen Field this weekend. Beginning today, here's junior Corbin Martin on Tennessee.
You know, they're 4-11, but they're a lot better club than a 4-11 team. You know, they lose some extra inning games, some close games, and, you know, a couple wins here and there, they could be a completely different team. They have a really good pitching staff. They probably have the best two overall players, you know, hitting wise in the conference, and it's a team that you cannot sleep on.
The series includes three matinees, including 2 p.m. starts today and tomorrow, and a 1 p.m. first pitch on Sunday, and you can catch all three games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the fourth-ranked A&M softball team hosts number 22 Georgia for a three-game series beginning today at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the Bulldogs.
Always feisty. Last year, they swept us at their place.
They've got any number of pitchers they'll throw at you, so you don't always know who you're going to face. They've got speed. They'll be aggressive on the base pass. And just a team that, you know, they'll get in your face. They're a team that gets after it and plays the game hard.
Saturday's contest is scheduled for a 6 p.m. start, while Game 3 is slated for a 12 p.m. start on Sunday. First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 6 p.m., and you can hear all three games on Willie 1550. Out on the links, the Aggie men's golf team begins postseason play this weekend as it aims for a conference title during the 2017 SEC Championship, which begins today at Sea Island Golf Club's Seaside Course. A&M head coach JT Higgins.
This time of year, the greens are kind of softer and receptive to shots, and so you can be a lot more aggressive. But if it's windy and you short side yourself and you hit your ball out of play off the tee, then it's a pretty difficult track. So I think a lot's going to depend on that, but it sure looks like it's supposed to be pretty breezy, and it was last year, and that's to our benefit without a doubt. We wanted to play tougher.
Meanwhile, the number 20 A&M women's golf team heads to the SEC Women's Golf Championship this weekend, looking for their second SEC title in 3 years. Here's women's coach Trell McCombs.
Well, I think right now I believe there's 8 teams maybe in the top 25 from the SEC. So, you know, anytime you go into SECs and you have an opportunity to compete and an opportunity to win a championship, you feel pretty good about going postseason after that.
The women's SEC golf championships begin today and go through Sunday, while the men's championship wraps up on Monday. In Major League Baseball, Delino DeShields had an RBI single with one out in the 13th inning to score Joey Gallo from second base, and the Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 1-0 last night. Game 2 with the Royals is tonight in Arlington at 7:05, and you can hear that game on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, in Houston, Carlos Beltran hit his first home run of the season to help the Houston Astros to a 2-1 win over the Los Angeles Angels. At 11-5, the Astros are off to their best start since 2006. The Astros start a fresh series with the Rays tonight on the road. First pitch is at 6:10 p.m. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys have signed veteran safety Robert Blanton for depth after losing 5-year starter Barry Church and J.J. Wilcox in free agency. Blanton's addition yesterday puts him in a group that includes likely starters Byron Jones and Jeff Heath, although next week's draft could alter that outlook. And in the NBA, Mike Conley scored 24 points and handed out 8 assists as the Memphis Grizzlies snapped a 10-game postseason skid against San Antonio by routing the Spurs 105-94 last night. The Grizzlies pulled within one game of the Spurs in the Western Conference Series. Game 4 is Saturday night. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Stop by WC Tractor and Bryan this Saturday from 8 to 3 and demo one of Kubota's versatile tractors, residential or commercial mowers, utility vehicles, and more. Take advantage of one-day-only pricing. Talk to Kubota factory reps and register to win a Commander mower. No purchase necessary. Only available at WC Tractor's Bryan location. See store for details. See you this Saturday at WC Tractor and Bryan, Earl Rudder Freeway at the Tabor Road exit, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Books in a Blanket is a local nonprofit organization founded by two girls, Harper and Maggie. Their goal is to promote literacy and well-being across the Brazos Valley to in-need children. Books in a Blanket will be having a book drive April 29th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in collaboration with the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event at the University Services Complex. Please bring new or used books along with any monetary donations to the collection event. Log on to booksinablanket.com or twinoakslandfill.com for more info.
The second annual STA Rise Up and Run 5K is April 22nd at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Parish. The 1 mile faster than the pastor children's run starts at 8, followed by the 5K at 8:45. Everyone is welcome, so please join us for fun and fellowship. There will be prizes for runners and walkers and food and drinks for everyone. The entry fee is $20 for the 5K and $10 for the 1 mile and includes a t-shirt as long as you register by April 12th. Register online at stabcs.org or email sta5krun@gmail.com for a registration form.
Brazos Valley Imports invites you to Spring Black Friday every weekend in April. Get $5,000 off Hyundai Elantras and $6,500 off Hyundai Santa Fe's. Or drive away in a sporty new Hyundai Veloster for $14,995. That's less than $15,000 for a new car. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business, Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. Located at Highway 6 and and Briarcrest right next to Cracker Barrel. Brazos Valley Imports has the selection and pricing you want. Spring Black Friday is our way of doing a little spring cleaning and making room. So take advantage with huge spring savings on all Hyundais, like $5,000 off Elantra, $6,500 off Santa Fe, and Velocitors for under $15,000. That's right, under $15,000. It's Spring Black Friday at Brazos Valley Imports. BrazosValleyImports.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Well, the clouds will clear out of here. We'll get up to 87 today, and the winds will be gusting up to 20 miles an hour. 73 tomorrow. By the way, we have a 50-50 chance of rain tonight. Sunday, northerly winds. It'll be different. 70 right now. WTAW College Station, Bryan, it's 7 o'clock.